welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Power of One.
A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this, we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit whom he gave us. Beloved, do not trust every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they belong to God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belongs to God, and every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, who, as you heard, is to come, but in fact is already in the world. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God. And anyone who knows God listens to us, while anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. The word of the Lord. I read two themes in this passage from John, belonging and loving. I see with children, especially middle school aged children, that belonging means everything. Very few kids this age are able to rise above that longing to be a part of the in-group or to be accepted by somebody. They sometimes will stoop to quite unacceptable behaviors to try to gain the acknowledgement of a particular person or group. So John here seems to be reminding us that our greatest sense of being, our deepest longings, can be fulfilled when we remember that given our good choices and willingness to align ourselves to God, that we belong to Christ. Simple? Yes. But this belonging can be tested. Look at our world and the persons and groups that challenge peace, goodness, nonviolence, forgiveness, a sense of cooperation and respect for the common good. Where is the sense of belonging in all of this? We surely need to be on our toes as we strive to keep the commandments. John says, those who keep his commandments remain in him. And what is the greatest thing we are called to do? Love. Maybe you are familiar with the children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit. This 100-year-old story has precious little nuggets of wisdom in it about love and what it does to an individual. The toy horse in the little boy's bedroom offered these words of wisdom when questioned about becoming real by the stuffed rabbit. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off and your eyes drop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all. Because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. Author Marjorie Williams is speaking of what happens to us when we are loved. But it seems to me that it works the other way, too. When we love, we do become real. We may get loose in the joints and maybe a bit shabby, but that to me is a beautiful thing. St. John certainly knew what he was talking about. Our need to love and be loved comes from our God, and it really is the most important commandment. Amen.